You've tuned in to the Soundcast Stereo. I'm Christopher Coleman, your host. I'm on Channel 1, and I think John Williams' score for Memoirs of Geisha is his best this century.
And I'm Eric Woods from Cinematic Sound Radio, and I'm on Channel 2. And I think Marco Beltrami, right now, is the best composer of action music in film today.
Soundcast Stereo episodes are two channel 30-minute conversations focused on a single topic from the world of film, television, or video game soundtracks. Today is Wednesday, July 27, 2016, and this is episode 7, where Eric and I discuss the question, should a female composer be hired to score the upcoming Wonder Woman movie? Not a lot available on this Wonder Woman movie, but of course Comic-Con just hit last weekend, so the internet was ablaze with reactions to the Wonder Woman trailer, among lots of other trailers and lots of other reveals. But we're going to talk about Wonder Woman a little bit today because I think you were the one who brought it up on Twitter, asking the question, hey, we've got Patty Jenkins directing. Should we also have a woman as the composer? So we're going to bat that question around today, Eric. So before that, I forgot to ask, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm lovely. It's, yeah, I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. And this is your second, if you didn't hear episode 6, that was where we announced that Eric is now official co-host. We might have to strike that I'm Eric Woods from Cinematic Sound Radio.
I think so.
That might have to go now.
Yeah, officially. That's true. That's true. Even at the end, it's like, how can we hear you? Well, you can hear me every week right here.
Well, you can. No, you can still. I still want you to push your stuff because it's good stuff that I want people to hear. But now I'm just Eric Woods. I'm co-host.
That's right.
And that's it.
Well, we'll do that. we'll re-record that then.
No, we'll leave it. This will be the last one.
Okay, good.
So we can go back and look back in history. Like, remember that last episode where you said that or something?
It'll be trivia. It'll be trivia when we become huge.
Yes, right.
It'll be on Jeopardy.
It'll be on our Wikipedia question. Page. They'll be like, hey, what was the last episode where he said Cinematic Sound Radio? Episode 7.
July 27, 2016.
So let's talk about this. You brought it up on Twitter, so you get first shot at answering that question, that landmine of a question. Should a woman be hired to compose the Wonder Woman movie score?
I think it would be nice if a woman did it. There's not a lot of opportunities in film music these days for women. And if there are, they're orchestrating. Their names really aren't up to the forefront. There's some real talented women out there. But I think it really doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman. You just got to pick the best composer for the project. But right now, you got a female female director. So obviously, some thought was put into that. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be great if a woman had a chance to compose the music for a woman superhero. And it would be great if one of these composers, who maybe some of you don't even realize are actually out there working these days, can get ahead of the game right now and you know, score something big. And I think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah. So you think they should do it as a matter of, yeah, you should do this, do that.
I think maybe it's more of a political thing. I guess. But I think that, I think more women need opportunities, especially in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be, again, just a political statement, just to make a political statement. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be just a woman just because. I want you to pick the best. But if you can find a great female composer that is going to give you the sound that you need for your movie, then I'd say you make that your first priority. Mm-hmm. So I think it should just go all out woman power for this one.
Yeah, I can see that, and I feel very similarly to you in a lot of ways. I definitely echo the sentiment. It's like, just hire the best person possible. But because there are so many talented female composers out there who don't get an opportunity for the myriad of big, huge blockbuster movies that are produced every single year, there has yet really to be a female composer do one of those yet. Let's say in the last 20 years, there really hasn't been. I was trying to look back and see where the last one was, but I don't think it's ever happened. And so if you're going to take that step now at any time, it seems like the most logical time in a way. And then from there, you know, there's some names we'll talk about later. Say one of those names gets hired for Wonder Woman. That opens the door for them, I think. It's just like, if it's a great score, people will talk about that score, hopefully, regardless if it's a woman or a man, and just like, oh, that was this woman, she composed that? That was excellent. Let's have her on our big movie, you know. So I like it from that standpoint. I don't, like you, I don't think they should just because, oh, it's Wonder Woman. Oh, we have a female director. Oh, we should have a female composer. I don't think they should just because, just to make that statement, just as you said. But I do think it, if you're looking for an opportunity to do it and you want to kind of put the spotlight on it, this kind of makes sense to do it here. And I like it more for the opportunities that it would open up further for whomever that composer, that female composer might be.
Yes. Yeah, I hope they take it. Like, if they do hire a female composer, that they take that angle, that it's an opportunity for more female composers and musicians to get into the industry and to take that top spot. And again, yeah, it's not like, hey, you know, a man can't compose the music for Wonder Woman, which is ludicrous, yeah, but it all should not be a political statement first. It's like, yeah, you know, it should only be a woman because... So I echo your statements as well, that it really should be for the right reasons.
And there's no good reason that a female composer shouldn't be composing for Justice League or Ant-Man or, you know, there's no reason.
I agree.
It just hasn't happened and it needs to happen. So whether it was Wonder Woman, if Wonder Woman becomes the first superhero film to be scored, at least in this new era, scored by a woman, fine. If Thor Ragnarok is the first, that's fine. It's all good. I'm all for it, whichever one it might be. This obviously lends itself to it. You've got Patty Jenkins directing it. You know, there hasn't been a big hubbub over that, which is nice. You know, we don't have kind of the haters, like, well, why is it got to be a woman just because it's Wonder Woman? You know, you haven't had that too much, talking about the director. So if they announced a female composer, I don't think there'd be a lot of political hatred backlash to it either. But I do think some folks, you know, are starting to get a little bit rubbed the wrong way, even asking the question on Twitter. I got a couple, and I'm going to try to scatter. I'm going to try to bring some of your guys' tweets into this conversation as we go. Very, very interesting one. One of the last ones I was able to grab before we started was from at Curly Cello Mama Tiffany Jordan. She says, I'm all for girl power, but the composer whose style fits what the director is going for should score the movie. So this is from a lady who is, I believe, in the industry on some level, or at least an instrumentalist, and she wants whomever's best. Some others have not been as, well, I'll just read it. Shane Terry at Gollums_Luck said, this is starting to get silly now. Are ladies going to be able to go and see it too? What? Are only ladies going to be, I was like, that wasn't making sense. Are only ladies going to be able to go and see it too? Just hire the best person, be it male or female.
Yeah, so, I don't see it that way, and there's really no need to get angry over this. I just want to see... I mean, look, back in the day, this was a male-dominated industry. Only there were only male composers and male performers.
Kind of still is, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if you look now, you know, it's quite diverse, even in like symphony orchestras and things like that. But even I've seen enough behind the scenes videos that, yeah, it's still male dominated for sure. I mean, you look at just any of the credits in any of the soundtracks that you own. There are not a lot of female names out there. And, you know, yes, it is a big deal. It is totally a big deal whenever a woman gets into this industry and does something different. Shirley Walker was someone who, what was the big credit that she got for Memoirs of an Invisible Man? She was the first woman to score a Hollywood blockbuster on her own or something to that effect.
Is that right?
There's something, I could have the fact wrong, but I know that that score is a milestone in film music history. And so, I mean, again, if Shirley Walker was available, was alive today, she'd be my first choice to score this.
Absolutely.
For sure. Absolutely. She was the top. She was one of the best. She was really one of the best, men, woman, whomever.
Yeah.
But I just think this is a good opportunity to just expand on, what's the right word? Just to give some of these women an opportunity to show what they're made of. And to do it on the biggest stage possible. And that's for a superhero summer blockbuster movie. And there are some absolutely incredible female composers that really, I honestly think, that are doing better work than their male counterparts. But I just, again, I don't want to make an argument about, you know, men versus women and who is better.
Right.
But I was thinking about this on the way home, and this is just a little bit of a side topic, is just, it's interesting to me that for an industry, film music, and for what it is supposed to do, it is supposed to bring on certain types of emotions and manipulate emotions, that women are more in touch with their emotions than men are. And so it's really interesting to see that it's so male dominated that you would think that this would be a perfect industry for women to get involved in, because they are more in touch with their emotions. They aren't afraid to express it.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be politically correct or not. It's just, that's true. It's the way it is. And, it just blows me away that women haven't had more opportunities in this industry. And it's 2016.
I think that's even more curious going back to decades past when the music was more emotional.
Yeah.
If it was trending any direction, it would make sense that, in a way, I know this is generalizing a bit, but you know, the music isn't as emotional now in terms of the number of scores that are really emotional with really emotional themes and all of that. There's less of that, and there's more of just the kind of sound papery, aggressive, action music stuff that's just out there. And I don't know if that means a man can do that better or not. But if you were going to kind of line it up and say, well, where would you think female composers would prosper more if you're going along this in touch with your emotions line, you would think, you know, the 70s, the 80s, and 90s, you might have found more then, because there's, that music was certainly more emotional, certain types of emotions back then. Going back to Shane Terry's comment, I understand some of the frustration to a degree, because, you know, right now there's so many sensitivities to so many different things. You know, for instance, if you wanted to apply this to Black Panther and say, well, should a black composer compose for Black Panther? Because, you know, if they didn't, it's fine. It's okay. Whoever's going to provide the best score for that film, you know, and so if they start to do those kinds of things, I can see it wearing on those who are paying attention to those details. I myself could start, if they came out and said, we're going to hire this female composer for Wonder Woman because she's a woman. I don't even know if female composers want to be hired for that reason.
Right.
I think they want to be hired, and I think they would take it to say, okay, whatever, I think your reason for hiring me is stupid, but I'm going to show you how good I am,
right,
and now I'm going to get hired on other projects because of how good I am.
Yes.
I can see them swallowing that little bit of, you know, that, because I can see them like, no, don't hire me because I'm a woman, hire me because I'm good.
Right.
And so, you know, I can see some of the public getting a little worn on that sort of idea, because they're, you know, they're gender bending and rebooting, you know, like Ghostbusters and all these things. And, you know, and it seems like they're doing it just because, you know, let's do Ghostbusters, but let's make it all women. Why? Why not make it a mix? You know, I mean, it seems, and I can see that especially if they're not super successful in those gender-bending reboots. So I can see the public getting worn on it if they start to do it just to do it,
right?
Just to make a statement. So,
yeah, I'm with you completely.
So yeah, so hopefully we're not going to get too much hate from this. I'm trying to present a very somewhat balanced opinion on this, because you know, if you say the wrong thing, the right thing the wrong way, you know, you'll have the internet come crashing down on you. Fast.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm worried about the more emotional thing, because I mean, honestly, I'm an emotional person myself, mm-hmm. so I got no problem, so, you know, like crying at certain movies or you know, I'm in touch with my emotions, you know, just I could be generalizing. I could be just completely wrong with my assessment of, you know, women's emotions, but you can, that really doesn't matter. Again, back to the point of, let's just hire the best person for the job. However, mm-hmm. if it is a woman composer, I think that more women do need to get into this industry and need to be brought to the forefront. And mm-hmm. because there are many women in schools nowadays playing instruments, doing this, and they want to be a composer as well, and they need somebody, I think, to look up to. Again, I don't want to politicize it, but that's going to be part of the conversation.
Yes.
But again, pick the right person for the job, but I think it would be fantastic if you had a female composer for this film about a female superhero with a female director, but don't make a big deal about it.
Right. I mean, because in the end, from as a film score fan, if they hire a female composer and the score sucks, I don't want to have to be mincing my words because it's a female composer. You know, I mean, if I don't like the score, I don't want to become a misogynist because I don't like the score. Oh, you don't like it because it's a female. I don't care. I mean, I don't, from the musical standpoint, I don't care. So, you know, they have to be careful in one way. They need to, if they hire a female composer, obviously she needs to please Patty Jenkins and the producers.
Exactly.
But it needs to be a good score.
Yes.
Even if it's pleasing that group of people who really like the direction that the DC universe is going, she's gonna need to please them, you know, or it's going to be like, well, it's going to be some two steps backwards. If like, well, see, you hired a female composer and what did we get? You know, you're going to get that from some people.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's going to be a ton of pressure if a woman is hired for the job. She's going to be under a lot of pressure, and that's just because she's a woman and people are going to make a big deal of it. I mean, then again, it's they haven't made a big deal about our female director, Patty Jenkins. So again, in our small little composing club here, film music club, I hope we don't make a big deal out of it. I really hope we celebrate it. I really do. And we look back maybe at whomever they choose in their career and celebrate their music and what they've done and what they could come up with. Again, music isn't male or female. No. You know, you're going to write an action cue, you're going to write an action cue. It doesn't matter whether, I mean, there's no female way of writing an action cue.
Yep.
You know, write the action cue for this scene and just do the job and get it done right. So, but it's still going to be a big deal. It's going to be a big, it's going to be a big deal for me. I think it's just, there's so many great, I got a list of women composers here and just, I would love to see all of them score more stuff.
We're going to talk about that right now. I just want to say this. It just popped into my head and I think this sums up how I feel. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but I think if they don't hire a female composer for Wonder Woman, I will feel like an opportunity has been missed.
Yeah.
And that really crystallizes it. Instead of putting the emphasis on the front side of you should do it, I feel like if they don't, they will have missed an opportunity to give a female composer a great opportunity.
Yeah.
That's what I feel at the bottom of my heart. That's what I feel like.
Yeah, there's no way of not thinking about it. Like, there's going to be two ways they're going to be thinking about it. There's going to be, I got the right person for the job, but also, you know, who did I hire a female composer? And I hired a female composer because she's female as well. It's going to be part of the conversation.
Yeah.
But I hope it doesn't become that thing that, like, you're right. If the score doesn't end up being good, that people aren't going to dump on the composer because she's female. It's no, it's because she didn't do a good job.
Hey, just like with anybody Patty else. Jenkins.
The
movie better be good.
Yes, absolutely.
The movie
absolutely.
Better. And it looks trailer fantastic. Outside.
Yeah,
of the
honestly,
last...
I'm pretty excited about like it. I like the story. I like the fact that it's over the course of decades and decades and decades, and that she's you know, yeah. I'm very interested in the story. Very much interested. The palette, though, yeah, the almost black and white palette is just so off-putting.
But actually, you know, the color of her uniform.
Yes, it's very nice.
Stood out.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, it's like wow.
Yeah,
reds,
maybe that's
blues?
Done on purpose. I don't know. We can go into that in another podcast.
Yeah, we'll have to. All right, let's talk about who would your top female pick be for this? If they did pick a female composer, who would she be? Who would you like her to be?
For me, I have two composers who I'd like to see. First on my list, and the first one that came to my mind immediately was Jane Antonia Cornish.
Yes, agreed.
Who wrote a spectacular adventure score for The Island of Lost Souls.
Yes.
And if you haven't heard that one, it was one of my top three scores of 2007. And mm-hmm. she knocked that one right out of the park. It's just a monstrous, almost David Arnold-like adventure score. It's so, so good. So she
feels very episode one to me. Feels very Williams-y.
Yeah,
one-ish.
Yeah. Just colorful and whimsical and fun and adventurous. Just really, mm-hmm. really out there. Just some really big orchestral moments in that score. And if you haven't, and if you want to kind of get into more of her dramatic sensibilities, Fireflies in the Garden is another fantastic mm-hmm. score. And it really just gorgeous, lush, sweeping music. So those are the two scores that I've heard of hers. She's done a lot more, and if you go to her website, you can hear a whole bunch more music. But I think that Jane Antonia Cornish would be my first pick. And then kind of my 1B would be Pinar Toprak, a Turkish composer mm-hmm. who wrote music for a wonderful documentary called The Wind Gods a few years ago. Yeah. One of my favorite
scores.
Was
that last year?
No, that came out last year.
Okay.
But it was an ESPN documentary. I'm not sure whether it was one of the 30 for 30 episodes, but she got a chance to write a full giant symphonic score for it, which contains, I think, one of my favorite names for a cue of all time. And it's just called the 12-minute cue. It's
nice.
Literally 12 minutes long, and it's just nice. Kind of the huge, big finale action cue in the score. And it was written in 2011. And so the soundtrack album only came out, I think it was either earlier this year or sometime late last year.
I think it was last year.
And so if you haven't heard that one, check it out. And then if you get a chance, listen to her other score that was released through Movie Score Media. And I think it's called, yes, The Lightkeepers.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
Again, a lot like Jane Antonia Cornish, you go from this big action adventure type music to this more lush, dramatic, soulful, gorgeous score. And so if you can get your hands on that one, again, through Movie Score Media, that one was released back in 2010.
Okay.
So
nice.
Really, really nice score. So two great scores by two great composers, period, whether they're female or male. So those would be my two picks for composer for Wonder Woman right now.
I completely agree. My top pick was Jane Antonia Cornish as well. Fantastic. You've hit all the beats that I was going to mention for her. I think she would be great. I think she would absolutely be great. And she's on Twitter. And so, you know, encourage her. I think she's at Jane Cornish or Jane Antonia.
I think it's Jane Antonia.
Antonia.
Yeah.
It's one of those two. But hit her up on Twitter. Encourage her. Hit her up the producers and say, hey, hire. We've got about 6 minutes left. I want to read a few more of these Twitter responses. People were chiming in with some of the people they thought they'd like to see score. Brian Costa at ChronoCX says Jessica Curry, Pinar Toprak, just as you mentioned, and Lisa Gerrard. Interesting. I don't know if I could deal with the moaning for Wonder
Although
Woman.
It might fit. If you listen to, have you heard Christopher Drake's?
It'd have to be her with someone else.
Yeah, have you heard Christopher Drake's score for Wonder Woman?
Oh, yeah.
It does have some of that kind of wailing woman stuff in
it. Does it?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a fantastic score.
That's brilliant. It's a brilliant. That's one of my favorite comic book scores of all time. It's so good.
And the animated feature itself is great.
Yes, it was. Yes.
It was really good.
Yes.
Really good.
So that's why I'm really excited about Wonder Woman, based on that cartoon and then and now the live action, and even the kind of the few scenes that we did see in Batman versus Superman. That was my favorite part of the movie. So
she looked like she was having a good time fighting.
She looks the part, you know? So
yeah.
I hope you do a really good job with it.
I was skeptical when they announced her because she's so thin, but she's bulked up a little bit, and she looks good.
She does look good. She looks the part.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with that. So that's what Brian had to say. Evan Witten says he definitely wants more ladies, saying more ladies need blockbuster gigs. We had some who were just chiming in, people in general, not just women, but forgive me for butchering your name, but Daniel Dal Poggetto, at Danny D 3493 says he'd like to see Brian Tyler, which I thought was really funny because it'd be like a defection to DC.
Yes.
It would be kind of awesome.
Yes, it would be. Imagine that.
That would be like, all right, you don't want to use my music anymore. I'm going to DC.
And then he creates the logo for DC DC Comics.
Would be pretty amazing. So all this discussion having been said, who do you, in real terms, not real term, who do you think will end up scoring this movie?
It's
given the talent that's involved, director, producers.
It's one of Hans Zimmer's buddies. We were talking off air about Junkie XL, but you said he's working on Justice League, so I'm not sure whether he's going to have time for Wonder Woman, but who knows? He would probably be the most logical choice, especially with his relationship with Zack Snyder. However, what about Tyler Bates?
Yeah, that's who I was going to say. You took it right out of my mouth. Although, I guess there's not an exclusivity thing going on because he did Watchmen, but then he's done Marvel.
Yeah.
I don't know if now he can come back and do more DC, but yeah.
And Patty Jenkins doesn't really have a relationship with just one composer. We were looking at her IMDb page earlier, and she worked with BT on Monster.
Yeah.
And then she did a television movie with an unknown composer and done various televisions. So I think it's up in the air as to who she will pick if it is her choice. BT would be interesting.
That would be very interesting. I mean, just like, what? That would be a really interesting choice.
I'm kind of curious as to this type of the style of score that we're going to get. That's what I'm really curious about. Are we going to go with like jungle drums? moaning women. If it's Lisa Gerrard, that would happen, but
it'll be the moaners.
Will it be that generic, or will it be something more interesting? And the other question is, do they use Junkie XL's Wonder Woman theme from Batman versus Superman?
And
I think
they will.
I mean, it worked great in the trailer. So,
oh, I hated it.
Oh, really?
I hated it in the movie, and I hated it in the trailer.
And you know what? I think if it was a motif in a film score with many more with better themes, then I'd probably be on your side. But we had discussed this earlier that it was just the only bright shining light from that downright depressing score to pop up. So,
I guess it's a bright shining light, but it was the only thing you could hold on to.
That's right. And that's probably why I liked it, because I was like, oh, finally something.
It's just so incongruous with, it does not make you think of an ancient Greek demigod. It doesn't make you think of World War One. What does it have to do with anything?
I don't mind it being maybe an action motif. I don't necessarily think it's going to be her theme. I don't think you can strip that down and make it into melodic.
Do they have themes? None of them have themes. They just have
It's
notes.
An identifiable motif, though. It's,
right?
It's hers. So
yes,
I don't mind it being something that you hear as like a beginning of an action sequence or whatever. But I think she might need... It's either her or her group of pals that she has that are going to have their own collective theme. Who knows? But I'm just kind of curious as the flavor of the score. Is it going to be kind of Amazonian jungle-based music where they have to go out to some ancient island and bang around on rocks and sticks and ancient drums that nobody really gives a crap about because it all sounds the same anyway once you process it through a synthesizer. Those stories are always hilarious. I always think it's hilarious when I hear the stories about composers going that extra mile, but it's like nobody really notices until you tell us.
Yeah.
But
well, maybe they'll have an actual chorus, like sing the story, you know?
Wonder Woman. Yeah, maybe they'll adapt the song. Who knows?
Ooh, from the 70s. Man, now you're opening all kinds of doors up that I didn't even think about. Gosh. If they have a... whatever. I don't even...
Anything's possible in Hollywood these days. Rihanna could sing a song for a Star Trek movie.
Hey, why not? Why not? All right, well, I think that's going to wrap up episode 7. We certainly would like to know what you all think about this interesting topic. Should a woman, a female composer, be hired to score the Wonder Woman movie? Let us know at Twitter. You can hit us up at TrackSounds on Twitter. We're also on Facebook if you want to post a comment to our post of this episode. You can send an email to soundcast@tracksounds.com. You can leave us a voicemail. At TrackSounds, you'll see a little speak pipe widget on the side. You just click that. You start talking, recording, and it just sends it to me. It's like the easiest. It's like voicemail. It's like the easiest thing ever.
Yeah, can someone do that next week, please? Because it never happens. Just somebody phone in, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Please, come on. It's there.
We're not desperate or anything.
Come on.
Click and talk and done.
Please. It's very simple. Interact with us.
If it's decent, we'll put it in the show.
Yeah, for sure.
I had one person, I don't know what they were doing, but they clicked on it, and I could just hear them like talking to their kid.
I'm like, what the heck?
And they, I don't know what they were doing. But you have to intentionally do it. It's not like you misdialed. You have to go to the site and click on it and start talking. So I don't know how that happens. I was waiting for them to like, oh, maybe they're looking for their question or nothing. They just were talking to their kid. Use our SpeakPipe widget. If you have a question to ask or a comment to make, we'd love to hear from you. Also, you can, if you want to yell at Eric for his sexist remarks, you can do so. You can do so where? How can they contact you?
I'm so worried whether I was being sexist or I don't know. It was just a thought I had when I was driving. I should stop thinking when I'm driving. Just worry about the road.
It was taken in the right.
Yeah, I hope people take that in the right way. I didn't mean it in a sexist way. So I just,
if you didn't take it in the right way, please email him. And hit him up on Twitter and copy me because I want to see your tweets.
Yeah, get in touch with me at TrackSounds and at chriscoleman.gmail. I don't know.
Well, tell the people how they can listen to your non-sexist music show. Where I'm sure you have a program coming together any moment now that is all female composers.
No.
I tried to help you out.
It's Star Trek.
Are there any females in that movie? Yeah, there are. There are a couple.
There's a female captain and 7 and 9. Sorry. That's sexist.
In 7 and 9?
7 of 9.
Oh, 7 of 9. Gotcha.
What was she there for?
What? What was she where for?
Why was she in that show?
Because she was awesome. Because she had a really great character arc.
She did.
I loved Voyager. I'm one of the few who like Voyager. I know. Don't send me your emails about that. But I love it.
Cinematicsound.net is where you can hear my radio show. And hit me up at Sinsound Radio with all your angry comments. I'd love to read them.
All right, then. So that's going to do it for episode 7. And until we are on another episode together again, we want to tell you to probably try to keep your knobs in the center because that's where things sound the best.
Wonder Woman!
I don't know whether we can say anything.
Wonder Woman!
Sexist.
Wonder Woman! Wonder Woman! How I wonder about the wonder. The wonder, the wonder, the wonder of you. Must be magic.